One may not eat after the Pesach offering afikomen. Now, what afikomen means in this context is dessert. So, in those times when they ate the Korban Pesach, after they ate it, they had to have the taste of the Korban Pesach remaining in their mouth, and they wouldn't eat dessert afterwards. Now, we extrapolate this today, what we call the afikomen, the last piece of matzah, in a way that's kind of our dessert, you know. But we have the same kind of law, that we don't eat after the afikomen, we don't eat anything. We don't eat anything. And that is in fact how we paskin. Yashnu mitzvasan, if some of them slept, this is now talking about some of the members of the group after they began eating the Korban Pesach, if they fell asleep while they were eating the Korban Pesach, yocheli. So when they woke up, they could continue to eat because the other members of the group were still awake and they still, you know, were still present, etc. Kulan, but if all of them fell asleep in the middle of eating, then lo yocheli, then they can't continue eating the Korban Pesach. And the reason being is that we look at it as if they now, they've like lost their intention, and it's as if they've kind of left that place and come back, and it's as if they're eating in two different places. That's the law. They've had a hesech hadas, a break of intention, and therefore they can't continue eating the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi, nisnamnemu yoichelu. If they dozed, they may eat, nirdemu, but if they fell asleep, lo yoichelu, they may not eat. Now, this statement of Rabbi Yossi is interpreted in different ways. Some say it's more lenient, some say it's more stringent than the first opinion. We'll just take one and say that he's holding more stringent, meaning that even if some of the people, only some of the people fell asleep, they can't eat anymore. If they dozed, they can eat. But if they fell asleep, they can't eat, even if some of the other members of the group still remained awake. And in that way, Rabbi Yossi would come out more stringent than the first opinion.